When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And good evening, everybody. Joe Beningo with the Ode to Pain podcast as we break down yesterday's absolutely disgraceful performance by the New York Jets in a 45-17 blowout disaster against the Buffalo Bills. And the Joe Beningo Ode to Pain podcast brought to you by Beach Camera, by Natural Body, by Budget Blinds, by Anita Tire, and of course by the Hackensack Brewing Company, 78 Johnson Avenue in Hackensack. And of course, we'll be there tonight. While you're listening to this, you can come over and check us out for the live podcast we got tonight, 7:30 at the Hackensack Brewing Company. Again, 78 Johnson Avenue in Hackensack, New Jersey. All right. Obviously, the story in all the papers today is going to be about Mike White and how the bloom came off the rose very, very quickly. That's what we're going to hear, in pretty much all the different stories. The four interception disaster, the clock struck midnight for White after that great game against the Bengals and that, solid before he got hurt against the Colts and all of that. But let's be real about what the real deal is. And I don't care whether the quarterback is Mike White. I don't care whether the quarterback is Zach Wilson. I don't care whether the quarterback is Dan Marino or Tom Brady or Terry Bradshaw. All this quarterback thing is being camouflaged, is camouflaging the real problem with this football team right now. And you know what that is? The coaching staff, the head coach, who looks absolutely lost, absolutely clueless with this football team. This guy's supposed to be a defensive guru, right? I mean, in Seattle, in San Francisco, defensive guru. This team has given up 45 points or more in three of their last four games. And in the other game in that span, they gave up 31, even though they won that game against Cincinnati. The first time, how about this? Since 1966, the 1966 New York Football Giants is the last team to give up 45 points three or more times in a four-game span. And that team, remember, gave up that 72-point disaster to the Redskins. Oh, I can't say that name, but it was the Redskins back then in 1966. That Giant team, if I'm not mistaken, went 1-12-1. Now, to me, this is all about the coaching staff. This is what this is about. How is this defense? Let me go to the defense first. And I know that this was a close game for a while. It was 10-3, with about 2 minutes to go in the first half. Amendola kicks that field goal. And then basically after that, all hell broke loose. And it was just, a free-for-all for the Buffalo Bills. But all we heard about was Robert Saleh, no all gas, no brakes, all of this nonsense. This guy is clueless. He looks more clueless than the people running our country right now. I mean, that's how bad Robert Saleh looks. What a disgrace. I mean, how long do you think it's going to be, okay? Probably at some point in the middle of next year where we're talking about who the next coach of this team is going to be. Maybe him and Joe Douglas will be on their way out. I'm disgusted. I don't want to hear about Mike White. This kid, who knows what Mike White could be? Who knows what Zach Wilson could be? But do you want these guys coach? Is this the coaching staff you want to take these guys forward? Really? What a disgrace. You got to give me a break. How about this? Let's start with this with Saleh yesterday. Early second quarter, the Jets are down 10-0. White throws a pass to Elijah Moore. On a third down, he gets about a half a yard away from the first down. They're right about the Buffalo 40-yard line with a fourth and a half yard, and you got to go for it. Of course, you got to go for it. But somehow, some way, the Jets get a delay of game penalty. How the hell does that happen? Is that Mike White's fault? Is that the offensive line's fault? Is that the defense's fault? No, it's Robert Saleh's fault. What is he doing? Sleeping on the sideline while the play clock is winding down? Hey, Robert, where the hell is the timeout there? How big a play is that in the game? Now, I don't know what's going to happen from that point. It was 10-0. Maybe if they get the first down, I don't know why you don't hurry to the line and just have White do a quarterback sneak. Can't do that. Because that's what good coaches do. Not clueless coaches like Robert Saleh is right now. I mean, how the hell do you allow that to happen? And of course, what happened? Of course, it's a delay of game. Now they got a punt. Forget going for the first down. That's just one thing with Saleh yesterday. How about this? How about his wonderful defense? That's all we heard about. Oh, this guy's a defensive guru. What the hell's happened to the defense? CJ Mosley's playing. Jared Davis is playing. I don't want to hear about Marcus May. What did he do all year? Nothing. Okay, he did nothing. Let's call the Jets on the injury to Marcus May like somehow, some way he's Ronnie Lott or Troy Polamalu back there, okay? Give me a break. 10-3 game right before halftime, okay? 10-3. They're hanging in it. Somehow, some way, the Jets are hanging in the game, all right? So far, Mike White hasn't killed him. He threw that one interception where he got his hand hit, but somehow the Jet defense held them to just a field goal after that. So White wasn't terrible yet at this point. 10-3 game. What happens right after that field goal? First play, Josh Allen, 57-yard pass to Stephon Diggs. He beats, who was the, and Eccles. Yeah, Eccles is the guy he beat like a drum, right? Now, of course, they're already in field goal range. Play again, same play, throw the ball to Diggs, but Eccles gets hurt. So they put in Javelin Guidry, all right? Play, throw into the end zone on second down, and Diggs catches the ball, but he's out of bounds, clearly out of bounds. Okay, next play, third down. You think maybe at this point in time, Robert Saleh, after he sees Diggs burn first, Eccles with single coverage on a beautiful double move, and then burn Guidry, okay, and he's fortunate that he wasn't in bounds when he caught the ball, all right? They ruled him out of bounds, which he was. So what happens? Does he decide, hey, maybe we should double-team Diggs here? Maybe I should put my best cornerback, Bryce Hall, on Stephon Diggs here? No. Leave Guidry out on an island, one-on-one against Diggs, and the same freaking play. The same play they ran on second down and running third down. Touchdown. He beats Guidry like a drum, 17-3. Really? How do you just allow these kind of guys? Well, who do you think you got out there? Deion Sanders? Darrell Revis? Really? And you can't rotate your number one cornerback over there to cover this guy? One of the best receivers in football? Nah, that's not what we do. Saleh says, we don't do that. That's not how we play defense. Nah, we don't play zone. No, we're going to play single coverage with this guy that couldn't cover me. Really? Covering one of the best receivers in the NFL. Okay, fine. So now it's 17-3. Jets get the ball back. And White makes a terrific play late in the first half. He hits the overrated, overpaid Corey Davis over the middle, 26-yard play. Jets are already in field goal range. They're on a Buffalo 27-yard line. But Davis, okay, no. He can't just go down right there. Now, he's fighting for extra yards, and I got no issue fighting for extra yards. But how about holding on to the goddamn football? Can you do that? Nah, he turns it over. Micah Hyde strips him. That's it. 9 seconds left, and the half's over. And they're down 17-3. How big a play was that in the game? Is that Mike White's fault? Is it? So now the Bills get the ball to start the second half. And what's the first play of the second half? Let's throw the ball to Stephon Diggs, who's still getting single covered by Javelin Guidry. Maybe it was Ron Guidry covered him. I don't know. And before you know it, it's 24-3. And the game's over. Let's be honest. The game is over at that point in time. And that's when Mike White started throwing interceptions, when his team was basically out of the game, when his wonderful head coach and his, I almost said the word, his crappy defense has already taken them out of the football game. Can Saleh make some kind of damn adjustment to maybe, you know, maybe rotate something, some kind of rotate the coverage over to cover Diggs? Can we do that? No, you can't do that. Why would we even do that? Why would we do that? Are you kidding me? We can't. Just let them throw bombs at maybe it wasn't even Diggs. Maybe it was Samuel. Whoever caught this ball. I forget who it was. Does it matter? Does it matter? How about playing a little zone? Can you do that? No, we don't do that. No, that's not what we do. Salas says, that's not what we do. And then they start dumping on White, all the different riders. Oh, it's all over for Mike White. Oh, no, he shows maybe he's a backup quarterback in the league. Look, I got no problem. If Wilson's healthy, you go back to Wilson. That's fine. But do you have any, as a Jet fan, confidence in this coaching staff that they're taking us anywhere but back into the garbage again? I keep hearing this word culture, culture, culture. What culture? You know what the culture is with this franchise? Losing. Ineptitude. Crummy coaching. That's what it is. That's what it's always been. Outside of a handful of guys, not even one full hand will give you the amount of decent coaches that the Jets have had in their wonderful history starting back in 1960. Just wonderful. We thought Todd Bowles was bad, right? He stunk. Adam Gase, oh, he's terrible. This guy might be worse than both of them. He might be. He looks clueless. Hey, Robert, your defense stinks. You're supposed to have a decent defensive line. What happened to them? What happened to Quinn and Williams? They paid this guy, John Franklin Myers. Will somebody tell me why in the world did they give this Franklin Myers a big contract? Because since they paid him, he has done nothing. Nothing. He actually got close to Josh Allen yesterday, let him get away after he should have had him for a sack. I think Allen ran for a few, whatever he did. It didn't matter. What happened? Sheldon Rankins, nothing. Fadakasi, nothing. C.J. Mosley, oh, C.J. Mosley's great. Well, what a tremendous player he is. Well, with the score 10-0, right before the touchdown, or I guess it was 10-3 at this point, right before the touchdown that made it 17-3, Josh Allen hit Mosley right in the hands on about the Buffalo Jet 5-yard line. That was a tough catch, all right? He had to make an adjustment to catch the ball, but it hit him in the hands. If you're such a great linebacker, how about catching it? How about getting the interception there? Nah, come on. Why would he want to do that? C.J. Mosley. How about this other great free agent signing, Jared Davis? Has he made a tackle? Has he been seen? Where's he? Is he in a witness protection program too with John Franklin Myers? What's going on? This is garbage. This is unacceptable. I don't want to hear about Mike White. I don't want to hear about Zach Wilson. Let's talk about this crummy coaching staff. They stink. They're over their heads. Robert Saleh is clueless, all right? Freaking clueless. This team is 2-7. They're giving up 43 freaking points a game, and this guy's supposed to be a defensive coach. What? So let's blame White because he threw 4 interceptions. And remember, it was 24-3 before he threw the second one, and then he threw a bomb after they made it 24-3. He throws a bomb. It was a bad decision. I'm not defending how he played. He didn't play well. But he's trying to force things because his team's already 3 touchdowns down. The game was over. When he started throwing picks left and right, the game was over already. Let's be real about it. And they were just overrunning the defense, doing whatever they wanted to do. It didn't matter. Josh Allen did whatever he wanted to do, and they're still single covering Diggs, who went for about 162 yards in this football game. Unbelievable. The penalties, 4 times in this game, the Jets started a drive first and 20. They started a series. I shouldn't say a drive. They started a series with a first and 20 after whether it was a holding penalty or a terrible pass interference, offensive pass interference call against Elijah Moore that was as phantom as could be. It was as phantom as the Phantom of the Opera. The opening kickoff of the game, Tevin Coleman has a nice return. Oh, he's great. He's about the 35-yard line. Nah, 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 nah. First play of the game, opening kickoff. What is it? Illegal block in the back. Of course. Let's put it back to the 5-yard line. The same garbage over and over and over again. It's the same crap we've watched certainly for the last 10 years or since, you know, since Rex Ryan was gone. It's the same crap we've watched, no matter who it is. It's the same crap we watched from, you know, give me the coach. Who do you want to give me? Bruce Coslett? You want to give me him? You want to give me Joe Walton? Who do you want to give me? You want to give me Walt Michaels? Who? You know, even Herman Edwards, who had success. Eddie, I don't care who it is. Eric Mangini, give me the guy. And Rex had his problems too, but oh my God, what would we get? What would I give to see Rex Ryan back coaching his team again? Really? Maybe it's time for Woody Johnson to wake up, smell the coffee, stop worrying about, you know, PSLs or, you know, selling tickets. You know, maybe you'd sell tickets. Maybe you wouldn't have half the stadium being Buffalo Bills fans if you actually had a decent freaking product you're putting out there. But you don't care. Woody doesn't give a damn. You think Woody gives a damn about winning championships? Woody's more worried about playing in London and maybe being an ambassador to England again. Whatever. Garbage. I'm sick and tired of it. And I'm going to say it again about Sal and his coaching staff. Is there one Jet fan out there right now that has any confidence that this is the guy that's going to lead us where we want to go? You tell me. Is there any... What Jet fan is it? Tell me. Is it Iron Staten Island? You think he does? How about Joey and Clark? How about my buddy Tommy Keenan? We go right on down the line. Now give me the guy. Who's this guy that's so like, oh my God, is Kenny in Staten Island? Is it him? Who? What? What Jet fan is pumped up about Robert Saleh right now? What Jet fan has any confidence that Robert Saleh is the guy? Tell me who it is. Because I don't know. I don't know. But let's not put any blame on him. Nah, it's always, and I understand he's only coached, what is it, 9 games? They're 2-7. 9 games? But he showed me nothing. He showed me nothing. Don't change the coverage on Stephon Diggs. Don't put Bryce Hall on him. Don't double cover him. No, that's not what we do. That's not what we do. Well, what we do is continue to lose. What we do is continue to give up 54 to the Patriots, 45 to the Colts, 45 to the Bills. How many are going to give up next week to the crummy Dolphins? And the Dolphins at least have a defense. Look what they did to Lamar Jackson and the Ravens last Thursday night. And Tua looks like he's healthy. Maybe they're going to start finding it. I tell you, no better opponent than the New York crummy Jets to get you straightened out. And Miami's actually won 2 in a row now. I'm fed up, man. I'm fed up. I'm sick and tired of losing. I'm sick and tired of being embarrassed. I'm sick and tired of being the laughingstock of the NFL. Really, I'm sick and tired of being the complete butt of whatever joke it is. I'm sick of it. I really am. And you watch the Patriots. They're off and running again too now. Look out. Here they come. Who's the best team in the AFC? Oh, maybe it's New England. Whatever they want. 4 in a row now? Mac Jones looks like, you know, he's on his way to being a superstar under Belichick. Every time you turn around, his secondary's picking off another pass. Watch out for New England. Where are the Jets right now? The Jets are light years from the Patriots right now. Light years from the Buffalo Bills right now. And they're probably light years from the Miami Dolphins. Who's the worst team in the league? As bad as the Detroit Lions are, the Detroit Lions are giving you more fight than this crummy Jet team is. The Jaguars, they beat Buffalo last week. This week, they came close. They played as tough as you. They had, it was a 2017 game against the Colts late. They wound up losing 23-17. I'm sick of it, man. I'm sick of it. And I've said it over and over and over again. You can change whatever you want. You can change the coaches. You can change the quarterback. You can change the players. You could change the stadium they play in. You could change the training facility. You could change the stupid uniforms. What's their record in these uniforms now? I don't even know what it is. They got to be about 20 games under 500 in these wonderful. Oh, remember Christopher Johnson? Oh, these uniforms. Oh, they're great. Really? Oh, they're tremendous. Oh, they're really helping the Jets win a lot of damn football games. I can tell you that. I'm sick of it, man. I really am. I know there's 8 games to go. But you tell me. Tell me, what are you going to win? 2 games? You going to win another game? Who are you going to beat? Who are you going to beat the Jaguars? You're going to beat the crummy Houston Texans? They're going to beat the Eagles? Really? The Eagles already won 4 games on a road. Beat up the Broncos yesterday in Denver. Who are they beating? Tell me who that team is they're going to beat. They're going to beat Miami once? Really? You're going to beat Buffalo when they play him again? Ah, oh, come on. The New Orleans Saints, are they beating them? Are they beating the Bucs? Who are they beating? And I know the NFL is as wide open as it has ever been. I mean, there's no doubt about it. I mean, who's the best team in the league right now? Is it the Green Bay Packers? Is it the Tennessee Titans? Maybe it's Kansas City. They looked pretty good last night against the Raiders. They look like they're back in first place in their division. Who is it? Who's the best team? Dallas, maybe? I don't know. The Cardinals, they're starting to show some warts now. Obviously, they're still without Kyler Murray, as they got whacked yesterday by Cam Newton and the Panthers. So you tell me, what confidence, if you're a Jet fan, do you have right now that Robert Saleh and his coaching staff is the one that's going to lead us to consistent winning, to, dare I say, maybe winning a Super Bowl one day, becoming a legitimate playoff team year in and year out? Really? Really? Is this the guy? How much more of this garbage can you take? And I want to hear about blaming Mike White. You know, Mike White had a bad game yesterday, but you can't, the story is about him and the quarterback and going back to Wilson. But like I said, it doesn't matter who the quarterback is right now. You got a defense that stinks, that's brutal, a defense that would have trouble. Let's be real. They'd have trouble stopping Georgia right now, right? I mean, really, wouldn't they? They'd have trouble stopping Alabama, Ohio State. With those three wide receivers they got, they'd be beating up that Jet defense. I am so freaking sick and tired of this. I can't take it anymore. I really mean it. I am so damn tired of the losing, the embarrassment that this franchise is. Woody Johnson, wake up and smell the goddamn coffee. And I'm telling you right now, how much you tell me the Jet fan that wouldn't jump right now to bring Rex Ryan back and Mike Tannenbaum. That was a winning combination for this franchise. It's the biggest mistake Woody Johnson ever made since he owned this team. It's the biggest mistake. Woody, would you admit it? And how about that other play with Saleh yesterday, too, before I get to my sponsors? How about the play late in the game's over? I get it. But Jamison Crowder makes this terrific catch on the sideline. Looked like he caught the ball. They said he was out of bounds. Looked like he had the feet down. Where's the challenge flag? Where is it? They go to commercial, right? There's no challenge. They go to commercial. It was a timeout, wherever it was. You come back from the commercial, and there's Saleh talking to the official. He's still holding the damn challenge flag. Why didn't he throw it? And then the official turns around and says, well, it's an incomplete pass, and that's it. No challenge. Why not? Why didn't he throw the challenge immediately? Am I missing something? I mean, not that it would have mattered. They wouldn't have won the game. Maybe you should throw the challenge. Like, Robin, you're getting killed as it is. What, are you worried about losing a timeout? What? This guy's clueless, man. I'm telling you, man. You can say whatever you want, that I'm jumping the shark here. It's only 9 games and all the yada, yada, di-di-di-di. And Belichick was terrible in Cleveland in the first year in New England. You could tell me all this till the cows come home. This is garbage. This is unacceptable what we're watching. We're watching a historically brutal defense. But let's blame Mike White. Let's blame him. Let's blame the kid. It's his fault. I'm sick of it, man. I'm really sick of it. This is a disgrace. All right, let me get my sponsors in here. Again, I want to thank all my sponsors, everybody that's doing a great job getting me off and running here. We want to welcome back Budget Blinds to the fold. Want to thank them. Check them out. I mean, it'd be great to see your windows in a whole new light. Do it right. Call Budget Blinds of Manhattan and Queens. You get a beautiful style, personalized service for every budget. They bring the showroom right to your home, so that you can choose from hundreds of blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes, plus smart home window coverings that you can control with a touch of a button. Budget Blinds does it all for you, including a professional installation and an unmatched warranty. Just sit back and relax. Give them a call, 212-579-8000, 212-579-8000. You mention Joe B, you get 25% off your order. So I want to welcome those guys back. Also, Natural Body, Steve Calabrese and Company. Steve, good job by you. Your Dolphins, you'll be getting your fourth win coming up on Sunday at MetLife Stadium. You know the deal, Natural Body. You can enter the coupon code JOEB for 10% off your entire order at naturalbodyinc.com. Anyone that makes a purchase at any of the Natural Body stores, Ozone Park, Queens, Belmore, Long Island, Bay Ridge, Brooklyn, Sheepshead Bay, Brooklyn, you get a free Natural Body t-shirt valued at $25 while supplies last. And again, we mentioned Steve, and you can email Steve at naturalbodyinc.com. Beach Camera, want to thank them. Want to thank Isaac and all the guys over at Beach Camera. You can find an incredible prices on stunning TVs this holiday season. Look no further. Beach Camera, in business for over 30 years. Beach Camera offers all the top brands such as LG, Samsung, and Sony. Give Isaac a call at Beach Camera, 732-993-6385, or stop in at 80 Carter Drive, Edison, and let him save you some money this holiday season. And you could use code JOEB for $15 off your order of $100 or more at beachcamera.com. I want to thank them, of course. Also want to thank my buddies, Ari, my son Johnny. Tough loss for his Saints yesterday. If their kicker could make an extra point, it might help. Also, some horrendous calls by the officials yesterday. But that's another story. If you're a Saint fan, I'm sure you're ticked off about that. But go check out Anita Tires. Go see Ari. Go see Johnny. And tonight, again, if you're going to be at the podcast, the live podcast tonight at the Hackensack Brewing Company, Ari's giving away a complete set of four tires to some lucky guy who's going to be, or gal who's going to be there tonight. And again, Westwood Avenue, Rivervale, New Jersey. See Ari, see Johnny. All your tire needs, all your car repair needs, check them out. Anita Tire. And of course, my buddy Mike Jones, tough night for him as the Raiders got whacked by Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. And we'll be there live tonight, 7:30. If you're listening to this now, you're still going to probably have time to run over and check us out. They're located 10 minutes off the George Washington Bridge, less than 30 seconds off Route 4 in Hackensack's Fairmont neighborhood. We'll be there 7:30 tonight. My buddy John Jastrzemski will be with me as well. It's going to be a fun time. Check it out. You could raise up a few, 78 Johnson Avenue in Hackensack, right behind the tombstones. So check us out tonight. Again, it's 7:30, the Hackensack Brewing Company. And we want to thank Mike Jones and everybody over there. All right. We only got a couple minutes left. I could go around the league right now. I'm disgusted. You know, I really am. I want a professional football team. And we have not had one here for over a decade now. Over a decade. And we're going now our 53rd year without even a Super Bowl appearance. How much more can we take? How much more can the Jet fan take of this crap where the season's over with, you know, 8 games to go and the season's done? How much longer? How much longer can we see inept coaching, terrible defense, lousy play calling? And I don't want to get too much. You know, LaFleur hasn't done a terrible job. But they making the story all about Mike White, and it's not about Mike White. Who knows? Mike White could still be a solid quarterback in this league. He had one bad game, and he certainly didn't get too much help from his teammates yesterday. Ask Corey Davis, ask his defense, ask his head coach, because he got no help from any of those people, I can tell you right now, any of them. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it all. You want to go back to Zach Wilson? Fine. Go back to Zach. He's going to be the quarterback anyway. But you're not going to see anything different until we start getting some professional coaching here. Professional. I want to see something. Look, you can't get rid of Salah now, okay? We're stuck with this guy. Certainly he's going to get the year. But does anybody think that we're not going to be somewhere in the middle of next year and we're going to be saying, really, about Robert Salah? Because he's showing us nothing right now that he could be a competent head coach in the NFL. Nothing. You know, you got to make adjustments in this league. He sits there on the sideline. He looks clueless. I'm tired of hearing it. He could take all the accountability he wants. His team isn't ready to play football. His defense isn't ready to play. That's really what's going on here. They're not ready to play. What happened to this defense? They looked decent early in the year, and now they just stink. And I don't want to hear about Marcus May. I don't want to hear about Carl Lawson. I don't want to hear from different people on TV. Well, the attrition, the injuries, this one. Everybody's got injuries. Everybody in this league has injuries in the NFL. It really starts with Woody Johnson, and we know what a brutal owner he's turning out to be. But at this coaching staff, you have any confidence in this? Let's hope they don't destroy Zach Wilson. Let's hope not. But I got none, and I'm tired. I'm a Jet fan that's just disgusted with every bit of it. I really am. I just don't know what else to say. I want to thank everybody for listening. I appreciate it. We look forward to seeing you tonight, 7:30 at the Hackensack Brewing Company, 78 Johnson Avenue in Hackensack. Come on down. It's going to be an interesting evening. Like I said, John Jastrzemski will be with us. If you're listening to this right now, you still have time to get over there. We'll probably be there till, I don't know, 9:30, maybe 10 o'clock, something like that. But I've had it. So I want to thank everybody for listening. Again, I want to thank all my sponsors, the Hackensack Brewing Company, Beach Cameron, Natural Body, Budget Blinds, Anita Tire. Everybody have a great week, and we'll see you tonight at the Hackensack Brewing Company. Thanks for listening, everybody. All the love.